From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting new breakthroughs in the fight against AIDS. The United Nations reports remarkable progress in containing the virus that causes AIDS. Now, AIDS still kills, but its latest report, UNAIDS said access to treatment has risen significantly. The UN's goal is to end the pandemic by 2030. VOA's Carol Pearson has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been working to end the AIDS pandemic since the 1980s, when having HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, was a death sentence. Now people with HIV can have a normal lifespan. Fauci is a world-renowned doctor at the U.S. National Institutes of Health. He says we have the tools right now to end AIDS.
What I mean is that we have extraordinarily effective drugs, but recently those drugs have been shown not only to save the lives of the people who take the drugs, but also to bring the level of virus so low that it makes it virtually impossible for that person to transmit the virus to someone else.
UNAIDS reports that 21 million HIV-positive people are on treatment. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Both Fauci and UNAIDS say ending AIDS is up to the global community. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and vowed to pursue terrorists. He spoke at a meeting of top defense officials in Riyadh on combating terrorism. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations, fighting terrorism. Terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interest.
This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron arrives in Burkina Faso late Monday, the first stop of a three-day Africa tour aimed to reinvigorate France's influence on the continent. Lisa Bryant has more on Macron's trip.
Security, jobs, the environment, and migration are among the key themes of President Emmanuel Macron's trip to the three West African countries, with an overall focus on youth. On Tuesday morning, he's expected to outline his Africa policy in a much-anticipated speech before 800 students at the University of Ouagadougou. Security is another top priority. France has more than 7,000 troops deployed across Africa, including those hunting down Islamist militants in the Sahel, in cooperation with the new regional African counterterrorism force that Macron helped to launch. The French president is also pushing development to address insecurity and the floods of migrants still heading to Europe. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A ship carrying food aid has been allowed to dock at a rebel-held Yemeni port. It's the first relief ship to enter the port in 3 weeks after the Saudi-led coalition lifted its closure of all entry points in a bid to shut off weapons shipments. In the capital of Sana'a, an aircraft with nearly 2 million doses of vaccines landed along with humanitarian aid workers. But UN Children's Agency spokesman Gert Capilleri said more help is desperately needed.
I reiterate my plea to everyone with a heart for children, indeed, not to prevent us from delivering what is urgently needed.
The UN says more than 11 million children are in need of humanitarian aid in Yemen. Pakistan's federal law minister has resigned following 3 weeks of protests by Islamist groups. The situation turned violent over the weekend as police tried to break up the sit-in. The demonstrators representing various religious parties wanted a law minister to resign after a minor amendment in an electoral oath. Prince Harry is tying the knot. It was announced today that he's engaged to his U.S. actress girlfriend, Meghan Markle, with the marriage due to take place in the spring of 2018. The 33-year-old Harry, currently fifth in line for the British throne, and 36-year-old Markle became engaged earlier this month. Now, she's best known for her role in the U.S. TV legal drama Suits. The couple met in July of 2016 after they were introduced through friends. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.